electricity, huh?
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. Not as large as it used to be. Turn these down just a hair. I know I said turn the headphones up, but they're a little bit loud. Thank you. Welcome. It's the 6th day of February, 2013, Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord, as opposed to B.C., which is before Christ. Mm-hmm. Burke segment, do we have any? And then I have a story that I meant to tell yesterday, because it happened yesterday just before I came in here, but I didn't get time to do it. But first, Burke segment.
I do not.
I don't have anything.
Slackers.
Man.
2 days in a row.
Burke segment. I did one of those things last night where I fell asleep at like 8 o'clock, woke up at 11:30.
And then what'd you do at 11:30? Have sex?
11:30 this morning?
No, last night.
Oh. And
then I was up till 3, went back to bed.
How long have you been married?
4 years.
That's long enough as you start that stuff.
Yeah.
Go to bed by yourself.
Yeah.
Getting up by yourself. A Burke segment is officially closed, an embarrassing Burke segment. So here's the thing I didn't tell yesterday. I'll tell it now. And, you know, you to the lady who did this to me, in this day and age of people being nuts and road rage, you really ought to think twice before you do what you did to me. Lucky for you, I'm not a nut. Well, I'm a nut, but I'm not a road rage nut. So I had my car.
You're all nuts.
Be quiet, Lauren.
Hey.
I had my car at a place yesterday, and as I'm getting out of it, I'm in a parking lot, and it was just an average parking lot down in Chesterfield Valley. There are lots of parking lots, and it wasn't unusually crowded. And what I try to do is park 2 or 3 spaces. I don't like door dings, so I try to park away because I'm real big on not getting door dings, and I don't ding other people's doors. Yet for some reason, there's always that person that wants to park next to you, even though on either side of you there are 6 places.
Right.
They still park next to you.
Oh, yeah.
So I go to go get in my car and ready to leave, and I notice that where there was an empty spot next to me, now there's a car. It wasn't real close, but I just thought, you know, you could have parked. You could have skipped a space, so no big deal. I opened the car door to get in it, and as soon as I open the door, and it's open all the way, and I'm getting in, I hear this woman's voice, and she's almost running toward me. She's, I would say, in her 60s with her husband, and she's walking so fast toward me and in a loud voice saying, "You better not have hit our car." And I said, "What?" And she says, "I hope you didn't hit our car when you opened the door. I hope you didn't dig our car." And I said, "I didn't hit your car." "Well, it sure looked like you did." That's what she said to me.
Wow.
Now, the entire time, her husband never says a word. This poor sap is probably thinking, "Oh, my goodness, my wife." He's probably hoping I'll just deck her or something. And she says, "It sure looked like your door hit our car." And I said, "Well, 2 things. One, here, go, well, here, take a look.
There was nothing there.
And I said, "Here's the other thing." And I opened my door all the way, and it wouldn't even reach the car. I said, "It would have been impossible to hit your car." And do you know that instead of saying, "You know what, I'm sorry, I overreacted, I'm real particular, but I'm really sorry, you're right, I see now you couldn't have done it." No, here's what she said again. After I showed her the door wouldn't open, she says, "Well, it sure looked like you hit our car."
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
And I said,
I don't know how I would have reacted.
No, I know how I reacted. Yeah. I said, "Ma'am, let me tell you something. I have like 8 cars. Okay? I like cars. There's not a door ding in any car that I own, and I don't ding other people's doors. I didn't hit your car. And I think I've proven that would have been... Well, it sure looked... She said it again. It sure looked like you did. And again, her husband should have said, hey, stifle it, pipe down, you heard the man, he didn't hit the car. And then she looked at me and said, I am so sorry that my wife is such a bitch.
Oh, he must be whipped.
You bet.
Yeah.
You could tell he wasn't about to take a side here. He just sort of stood there like, But look, if I had been one of these road rage crazy people, might have taken her out and him out and bashed their car with something.
Yeah,
picked
just,
up
just
a
start
pipe and
taking your foot to it and go, now
you
want to
see
car.
A dent? Here's a dent. Let me get this hammer out of the trunk. And of course, I don't carry a hammer. Maybe I should.
And there are some people that you know that would do that.
They would
just kick the car or something like that.
I would never approach a guy. Now, because she was a woman, she probably thought, well, he's not going to hurt me. And I wouldn't. But I certainly wouldn't approach a guy, me or anybody else, and do that. Go, no. You better not have hit my car. What I do is when I look like that might have happened, I walk over and I look. And I see if a person who's really close to me has dinged my car. And if they did, I'll wait till they come out to their car and go, hey, your car door put a ding in my car. And then I would ask them to open it to show that it matches the crease. And then we go from there. It was weird.
Yeah, I almost thought that after you told us that story yesterday off the air, that maybe they had a dent and they were trying to get you to be the fall guy for it.
No, because the other thing she said was, well, this is a rental car and we can't dent it. I said, we didn't dent it.
We can't dent it. And you deliberately parked where there were no cars around.
And they had to park next to you. Now, coming in here, I heard... Trish and John on before us.
No, I
and they were talking about gas prices, and they confirmed what I maintained is true for a long time about religion, politics. This kind of falls into the political category. This gas prices thing. You can have all the discussion and take all the calls you want to, but you know what was accomplished by all that? Nothing. Every caller I heard was positive that he or she knew why the gas prices were high. And they were all different reasons. And in the end, what you learn is nothing.
Square one.
We still don't have a clue why the gas prices go up or down or when they do. Also want to mention, before we go to the phones, and we are about to go to the phones, we're going to take a lot of phone calls today. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. I was really sorry to hear that the Legends Country Club closed in Eureka. I have been a guest many, many times out there of various people, and I probably played out there more than, than I played anywhere else. I'm not a big golfer or a good golfer. In fact, I've gotten to the point where this last summer, I think I played golf three or four times. It takes all day. I enjoy it if I'm with somebody that, I don't mind being stuck with for 4 or 5 hours. But the Legends is literally shut down. And I don't know what happens when that happens.
When a big golf course, that's taking up a lot of space.
Well, think about this. Think about the people who built a home there or bought a home there specifically because it was on a golf course. Oh, I want a home.
You pay extra, right? I mean, to have your house on a golf course, you automatically pay extra.
Yes
than
and no. It depends on
places in that area, right?
Not necessarily. You usually do, but you don't pay a monthly. You probably pay a little more for the house because
your property,
it's on a golf course.
Right? Yeah. Just
but depending on whether or not it's a, and that's not a public course; it's a private course. If there's no obligation to join the course, then being on the golf course doesn't really cost you anything after you've bought the house. And I don't know there how it worked, but my point is, you know that the people who built houses there built because they wanted to look at a golf course. Now they're going to look at dead grass or depending on what happens here. And I don't think there's any recourse.
Do you still maintain it? I mean,
oh no! Oh heavens, no! Who's going to maintain that golf course? You have no money coming in.
I guess because
no.
Once it reopens, you just have to redo everything.
You're going to tear it up and start from scratch, and I would think that's what's going to happen. I can't imagine that somebody won't step in, buy it real cheap, and turn it into a beautiful golf course again. But I have to think, if you're the homeowner, you're going to look out your window next spring and go, "You got to be kidding me. That used to be a beautiful golf course. Now look what I got to look at." We're going to take some phone calls. We got a lot of phone calls today. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Whatever you want to talk about, we're here. Hello, Rich.
Hey, Frank, something similar happened to me. I was took a girlfriend to the theater, and I saw a lady pulled up alongside her, the car. It was my girlfriend's car. And I saw a kid in the back seat use his 2 feet, punch the door open, and hit my girlfriend's car. And the mom was unapologetic. What do you want me to do? You want to call the police and make a report on it?
I just said, yeah, you bet I do. You bet I do. Yeah, those are the people that I don't get. You know, if my kid did that, I go, "I am so sorry. I know, yeah, he's a kid. Shouldn't have done it. Give me your name. I'll take care of it." But no, you're right. There are people who have the attitude, yeah, so what? What about it? What do you want to do? Yeah. Put me in prison?
I'm sorry I parked close to you, and I'm sorry my kid punched the door with both his feet.
Yeah, because there's no denying it happened. You can't deny it.
Yeah.
So what happened? Nothing?
Yeah, nothing.
See, and the other problem you had is the dilemma is it's a woman. So you can't treat it the way you would if it were another guy.
And it's your word against theirs. She could just say, "That never happened."
Well, no, you have pain, probably.
Yeah, you could prove that it happened. But if it had been a guy, you could have said, "Well, here, I'll tell you what, I'll give you two options. You can give me some legitimate information, insurance, whatever, and you can pay to have this fixed. Or right here, right now, I'll put a big dent in your car and we'll be even. What do you want to do?"
Can't you get her a license plate number and file something?
Well, I talked to her, you know, and I just let it blow by.
No, sometimes that's all you can do. You just have to walk away and realize, once again, you confirmed the world is full of jerks. And you had just encountered another one. Rich, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks for listening. I believe I didn't actually get rid of Rich's call. I meant to. Hang on. There you go. Now Steve's up. Hello, Steve.
How you doing? AM and a PM,
thank
first
you,
of all.
Thank you.
I had a similar incident in St. Charles years ago. My child was very small. My wife was in a car. I had a yellow Camaro, and the lady pulls out and clips the back of my car. So I got out, and she rolls up her window like I'm going to beat her up.
All of a sudden you're the bad guy.
Yeah, well, what do you want? I said, "You hit my car." "I did not." I said, "Well, you most certainly did." She said, "Well, I'm going to call my husband." I said, "That's great. I'll call the police. We're even. You stay right where you're at." So her husband came up, and she was steady chewing on him. I did not. And he looks at her bumper and said, whatever her name was, "There's yellow paint on your bumper. It's time for you to shut your mouth."
Yeah.
You're the real man.
All right. Good for that.
Then the police said, "Yes, ma'am, you did. Here's the paint. So what do you want to do about it?" And she would not give me her insurance, but her husband had to, so I would have just blown it off had she said, "I'm sorry, it's no big deal," but she made a big deal about it, so I pushed it.
Good for you.
And it's the right thing to do, but you're right. What are you going to do if a woman says no, she could even be worse. She said, "Oh, he assaulted me."
You're absolutely right. It all of a sudden, you're in court defending yourself when, you're better to just walk away.
The lady that did that to you, you should tell her she should really watch where she does that. That's just asking for somebody to get the crap beat out of them.
And if that had been another woman, a bigger woman, and a woman that owned her own motorcycle or something,
that'd
have been a beat down in that parking lot of that gal.
I'll pay tickets for that. Let me know when that's going to happen.
You bet. Thank you,
Steve. Thanks, Frank.
Yeah, I did one time, and I want to say I'm not proud of this, but I actually am kind of proud of it because the guy deserved it. I did snap a guy's wipers off his car because he was such a PRI, and you can finish the rest of the word. And he did hit my car, and there was no denying it because we were both there when he opened the door. And he just blew it off and went, "Yeah, you know, so what? SH happens."
Walks
away.
Ooh.
And I broke his antenna and ripped his wipers off. And I'm sure when he went to the car, he knew who did it. It was that guy you mouthed off to. And I wouldn't have cared if he'd gotten my license plate, tracked me down. I don't care. Don't stand here and be a jerk and go, SH happens, and walk away. I'll take your wipers. I'll take your antenna. At least I'll feel a little bit better. And I know there are people that would say the Dr. Drews of the world or Keith Ablo, well, two wrongs don't make a right. Yeah, they do. In this case, they did. I felt a whole lot better after I did that. I got to talk to a guy here on the phone that I don't know. I've never spoken to him before. Let me make sure he's here. Gene, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
And you are Gene Barrett. Let me confirm that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And I am told that you are going to help me convince people that many, many, many times the Good Feet store is a great place to go and get pain relief. What is your story, Gene?
Well, I hurt my back in 1973 while I was in the service.
And how did you do that?
I fell on an aircraft.
Fell on an aircraft?
Yeah. I was working out on an aircraft, and I slipped, and I fell, and I came right down on the base of my tailbone.
Ooh.
And I fractured it.
Ooh.
From that point on, I've had nothing but back problems. Multiple back spasms, pain in the lower extremity of my back. It would get to the point sometimes where I couldn't go to work, couldn't do anything. Favoring that caused some other issues, and then I wound up with plantar fascia on both feet. About a year ago, I had got fed up with all kinds of treatment. I had radioscopy where they put injections into my spinal joints and injected fluid, boiled it, killed the nerve endings.
So this happened to you in 73?
Yes.
Holy man, so you went for like 50 years.
Yeah.
A long time.
Yeah.
And it got progressively worse over the last 10, 20 years. And I was in orthotics from all kinds of stuff, from the military, off civilian care. I've had acupuncture. I've had all kinds of different things done to my back. Nothing seemed to work. And then I saw an advertisement on the television for the Good Feet store.
You mean you heard it here?
Yeah. I heard it on yours, and I also heard it on TV.
Yeah. Okay.
So as I was sitting there one day, I was talking to the wife, and we decided, well, you know, I've tried everything else. Let me go try this. And I guess within about a month, I noticed a remarkable difference. I was having problems standing. If I stood for like 5 minutes, I got a severe pain in my back. I had to sit down.
Now, did you ask a question? Did you notice a difference right there in the store when you put them in and walk around?
I felt the difference in the store. Yeah, right away.
I think most people who buy these inserts have to feel something in the store, or they just walk away and go, wow, this is not going to work either. But I'm glad you said this, because a lot of people will get immediate complete relief as soon as they walk around, and other people notice something is better, and then as 2, 3 weeks, a month go by, it gets even better. And that's the truth, it did.
And to the point now where I can walk for miles without any problems with my back. I can stand for undetermined amount of time without any problems with my back. I'm an avid bowler and golfer, and I was having a lot of difficulty doing those sports because I couldn't stand long enough to do anything.
What's your bowling average? What's your score?
220.
Peon? What are you peon? What are you peon?
190 something.
You're only 190?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this guy could kick your butt on
yes.
Bowling lanes.
I was also the Belleville's head bowling coach for 17 years.
There you go. That's some credentials.
My wife went to Belleville. You know what? I can't remember if she went to Belleville East or Belleville West. I can't believe this. I just, for the first time, forgot it. I think she went to Belleville. Yeah, East. She went to Belleville East. So, what year were you born? Like 54. Hey, you might have been a senior there when she was a sophomore. You might have dated my wife.
Uh-oh.
Wow. I'm going to go home and ask her if she knows Gene Barrett.
I got stationed here in 1983.
Okay, well, that rules out
yeah.
then.
Yeah, I was born and raised in New York City.
Okay, good. That's
don't hold that against me.
No, I wouldn't do that. I won't even hold it against you. You saw it on television because I do know you have to listen, too, to the show, so that's good. Well, good for you, man. You know, sometimes I think people, and even I was very skeptical when I met with these people the first time because I thought, well, really? I mean, backache or neck ache, and you're going to put something in a shoe, and it's going to make a difference. But yours is, you know, like I said, there are two situations. There's that, wow, immediate,
mm-hmm.
either almost complete or near complete relief, or there's that, I can already tell a difference, and in time, then there's all the difference in the world. I'm glad it worked out for you. What do you do now? Anything?
What do you mean?
Well, for a living.
Oh, I work for, I'm a defense contractor.
Okay.
I work out at Scott Air Force Base as a contractor for a company handling their communications networks.
My mother-in-law used to work, they call it the BX out at Scott. Now when I right. was in the Army, it was the PX, but in the Air Force, for some reason, it's a base exchange. And
right.
Do you have BX privileges?
Yes.
Isn't that the greatest? Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
My mother-in-law used to get me portable radios and shoes and pants and all kinds of stuff from the BX because she worked there, and she got a discount, just like the military people do. And I know when she lost that job, man, we hated that we had to start paying full price for you know, for pants and shirts and socks and all the stuff we got from the BX. Listen, I'm glad you were willing to tell us your story, your good feed story. What, did you go to the Shiloh location?
Yes, I did.
All right. Well, listen, it's a pleasure talking to you, and I want to say I hope you continue to have great results, but I know you will. That's how it works. You know, it doesn't just relieve pain for a while and then all of a sudden give up and stop helping. It's going to help as long as you have those inserts in there. Do you have family?
Yes, I do. I have a wife and two daughters and four grandchildren.
Oh, all right. Well, Gene, thank you for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
All right, man. Thanks. Gene Barrett, a walking, literally walking testimonial for the Good Feet stores. If you want to find out for yourself what he's talking about, and you, 50 years, 73, and this guy went through everything in the world.
Yeah.
Everything in the world. And then finally, as a last resort, you don't have to make it a last resort. Why not make it the first resort or the second or the third? One-stop pain relief. It might be yours and very possibly could be. You could go where Gene went, Shiloh at Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's, or South County on Union across from Macy's, or on Olive, just west of 270 across from TGI Fridays. GoodFeetSt.Louis.com, the Good Feet stores.
And we're going to see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Really not much going on the highways, Dan. You're just a little slow on westbound 70 from Earth City Expressway to the Blanchette Bridge, and that's even just in pockets. On southbound 270, pretty open between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Westbound 64 starting to get a little bit busy now west of Hampton through McCausland and 270 through Mason. And this traffic report is brought to you by Bosch Wiper Blades. Bosch reminds you to change your wiper blades this season and be prepared before extreme weather hits. Get exclusive Bosch Beam technology for superior all-weather performance. Bosch Wiper Blades, clear the way. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on The Carney Show.
Good one tonight, folks, on The Carney Show. Kevin Smith, actor, director, comedian, comic book freak, all of that. Meet him as we peel back the layers. Also, Terry Krupa joins us, Johnny Law, and live music in our studio with the Steve Scarfino Band, some Men's Health, Greg Stebbin, and that's what we call a show. See you at 9.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
What are you waiting for? Mortgage rates to go lower than 2.75? Don't miss this opportunity. Find out how much money you could be saving before it ends.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. It's as easy as picking up the phone and answering a few simple questions. And in about 10 minutes, you'll know just how low your mortgage payment could be. call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak has fixed mortgage rates of 2.75%. That means real monthly savings. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
We do all the work. We'll get you closed in 30 days, and some programs don't even require an appraisal.
Take 10 minutes. Call 314-567-GOLD and lower your rate to 2.75.
Golden Oak Lending Cured My Blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.588, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive, anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings, and it is non-addictive. So therefore, you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug, and people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ArcaMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Attention men. Failure in the bedroom is not an option. You never have to feel embarrassed or ashamed of your sexual performance ever again. Now you can dominate in the bedroom because we're about to give you a full-size supply of Bravado, an all-natural male enhancement capsule, absolutely risk-free. You can only get it if you call 1-800-966-0033. With Bravado, nothing will stand in your way. It's safe and guaranteed to deliver real results, fast and free of side effects. It will increase your libido, endurance, and improve your sexual performance fast. It'll skyrocket your confidence in the bedroom and give you and your partner a more satisfying experience. Anytime you get it on without Bravado, you're settling for less. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, you must call in the next 10 minutes while supplies last. 1-800-966-0033. If lines are busy, don't give up. Call again. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-966-0033. 1-800-966-0033.
Hey, what if I told you we had a great opportunity?
Great as in large, great as in numerous, or great as in fantastic?
Yeah, it's our big chance to see a ton of amazing boats for awesome deals.
Now, that is truly great.
The Great American Boat Show is going on now at Bass Pro Shops with great deals on America's favorite boats, like the Tracker Pro Team 175 with a 60-horse 4-stroke for only $14,995 plus freight and prep. Buy now and get a $500 Bass Pro gift card free. Details at BassPro.com/boat show.
A car continuously filled with low detergent gas
can go this far,
while a car continuously filled with BP gasoline with Invigorate
can go a little farther.
When used continuously, BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, so your car can get a few more miles per tank compared to one that continuously uses low detergent gas. BP gasoline with Invigorate.
Go a little farther.
Ah, love. It makes the world go round.
I just love you so much.
The Big 550 KTRS would like to lay a little loving on you just in time for Valentine's Day.
A magically romantic day.
How? Simply go to KTRS.com and look for the contest tab to register to win a prize pack of love.
I've got some love to give.
If you're one of five winners, you'll receive a $50 gift card to the all-new Tucano's Brazilian Grill, which is opening February 27th in St. Charles. A night with a St. Louis Symphony at Powell Hall featuring the American Masters. A pair of tickets from locally owned and operated Werenberg Theaters to see Safe Haven, a love story opening Valentine's Day. A $100 gift certificate from Walter Noel Florist. And two packs to the 27th Annual Wine Fest at Westport Plaza February 16th, featuring wine sampling from premier local wineries.
Sounds like love to me.
Registration ends Sunday, and the winners will be announced beginning Monday, February 11th, on the Big 550 KTRS.
What the heck is this?
Mouth.
Oh, that's why I don't recognize you.
Yes.
Get your motor running.
one in Cabo.
I already take a lot of phone calls. They're all lined up here. What I have to do before that is I was about to talk about Ballast Dental Care, but I understand one of our calls is actually about that very place. Joey, there.
Hey, Frank. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. You're ready to talk about Ballast Dental Care, where I was yesterday, but Dan said you called because of another Ballast story.
Yeah, they had mentioned, and I went there today, that you were in there yesterday.
Yeah.
But, I was on the way out to O'Fallon. I was actually just about there and for a website appointment that I had, and I was chewing my fingernail or something, and part of my tooth on the bridge just broke loose, and I was able to save it. And first people I thought it was Ballast, so I turned around and went all the way back. They got me right in, and I probably was there a total of 25 minutes, and it actually looks better than it did before, and the girl even sang to me and everything, so it was...
Yeah. Was it did Lisa sing to you?
I don't remember her name, but I asked and I forgot, but Dr. McNeil, but a tall, young guy, very, very nice, and I mean, I'd never been there before, and I mean, it was a great experience.
You'd never been there, and you had a dental emergency, and they took you right in?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. See? I try to tell people. Well, I appreciate you sharing that with me. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
All right, Joe. There you go. See? A new patient. I guarantee he's a new patient. His next appointment will be at Ballast Dental Care. I was in the chair 50 minutes yesterday, 5-0, under an hour. And through the whole trip to Jamaica, I was pretty miserable, and I carried around these. I love these picks with floss on them.
Oh, yeah.
That's the greatest invention.
I know.
You go to the drugstore and you buy a packet of those things. But I was constantly picking at the upper left back tooth because all of a sudden it just decides it's going to catch all the food it can catch, and it was very difficult to get it out. So I made an appointment. I went in yesterday, and in 50 minutes, that problem is gone. And what I like to do is once I'm out of Ballast Dental Care, I like to eat as much as I can to test the work.
Mm. Sure. Yeah. You gotta
it's science.
Put it up to it.
It's a work project.
Mm-hmm.
How am I supposed to do a good job talking about how effective they are when they fix a tooth if I don't eat everything I can? Just to make sure that there's not something that'll get caught. So I've had everything from beef jerky. There's a real test, by the way.
Yes.
Beef jerky. Had that. Had a little pizza. Had some Jell-O chocolate pudding, but that's not really much of a test for, you know, anything sticking between your teeth. So here's the deal.
Sugar daddy? You didn't go that far,
no,
did
no,
you?
No, no, no. I don't do sugar daddies or sugar babies anymore. That quit the day that it pulled a crown right off my tooth. That gummy, sticky stuff. And I don't eat corn nuts, and I don't eat Boston baked beans anymore. If you want to break some teeth, chomp down on those things. But just like Joe said, and good for you, Joe. He cracks a crown or something or chips it, and he immediately thinks of Ballast Dental Care, and that's what I hope all of you will do. I hope you will think of Ballast Dental Care. When the time comes for the next checkup or first checkup in a long time because you haven't been for a while or an emergency, hopefully you don't wait till then, Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Back to the phones we go, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550. KTRS. Guy's been listening for about 57 years. Marv. Hello, Marv.
Hey, Frank. As far as the golf courses are concerned, I've been a golfer. I started caddying when I was just a little kid in the 50s, and I've been playing all my life. And without fail, every time a golf course goes out of business, they turn it into a subdivision or, in some cases, an industrial park of some sort. But I doubt that will happen in that area.
Okay, but when it's already a subdivision, who's going to want a house inside of other houses? In other words, your house would be, you wouldn't even be on the perimeter like the...
You just turn it into like a neighborhood where...
Yeah, it just becomes, like Peon said, just a neighborhood. You got to put some cross streets in there. And,
right.
I mean, I guess it can happen.
It's like any other area and out in the suburbs. You know, you've got, come up in North County, you've got thousands of houses.
Okay, but I have a home that I bought because I had a beautiful open view behind me of, and now I got four. I'm looking at five houses behind me.
Yeah, that classified as tough.
No, it really is tough SH because that's nothing to do about it. There's no recourse.
It's all about the zoning. You know what the deal is down there. But no, I pretty much guarantee you it'll be one of the two, most likely subdivisions, but it could be industrial. It just depends.
Or And here's what I'm hoping, that somebody will say, well, it's already a golf course. I have the money. I'm going to bring it back, and I think I know how to attract a bunch of new members. Maybe make it semi-private, not private. Yeah. That can happen, too. We'll see.
It can happen. It's happened before. The trouble is nowadays, land is so valuable, and the taxes are just staggering. And you know.
Even in Eureka?
Well, I've never played down there. I've played around there. I've been in Peabody and some of those other areas, but I get the impression that that's pretty good real estate down there as far as future developments. I really don't know. That's really not my field. So, but hopefully it will stay somewhat pristine. I hope I'm with you. Hey, remember last week you were talking about the trouble with cell phones and women turning them off or put it in my purse and didn't, you know, was on vibrate
right.
and so forth.
Right.
I have an idea for an invention.
Okay.
In women's pantyhose. You got to put a little pocket, little flat pocket, you know, right in the front.
Let me tell you the first problem with your idea. Women don't wear pantyhose anymore. No. That's the first problem you have. Pantyhose are done.
Yeah, they don't.
Well, how about panties then? A little inside pocket, you know, like a coin pocket in your Levi's.
Mm-hmm.
A little cell phone pocket. You just slide that down there.
Maybe right in the front.
Leave it on vibrate, and trust me, when it vibrates, they'll know.
Yeah.
They'll keep saying, call me.
Well, here's the problem.
They won't
answer it. Yeah, they won't answer it. They'll put it on, right. They'll set it to ring 15 times, and they'll never answer. Aren't you going to answer your phone? No.
Keep calling.
No, I'm not. Call me again. Yeah.
Well, it was just an idea.
All right, Marv.
Okay, take it easy now.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Marv obviously isn't dating. He'd know. No pantyhose.
Boy, that's been...
And when did that just come to an abrupt end?
I'd say it's been 15, 20 years, I think.
Really?
Because 20, 30 years ago, every woman wore pantyhose. I mean, you turn on TV and it's 18 different manufacturers of pantyhose.
Underalls.
Nude and sheer and queen. And
what was that egg one?
No, underalls is not pantyhose.
Oh, it wasn't?
Underalls are things that don't show pantyhose.
I think it was legs, wasn't it? Legs. Oh.
Legs was a big thing. It came in an egg.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, and
It's very bizarre to see somebody in them now because you're like, boy, you must not have
well,
had the.
Well, let me tell you, yesterday we had a gal walk by here yesterday, and I wanted to run out into the whatever this is behind us and go, put some pantyhose on. Her legs were as white as a sheet of paper. Yeah. They weren't. They just didn't look. They needed some covering up. They needed some pantyhose.
You
so not all women can go with no pantyhose. You can't do it. And don't, you know, turn this on me. Well, you're not exactly George Clooney. I know that. And I know there are things that I can't go without a shirt, okay? And I can't wear a Speedo. But I know that. So I don't do that. Hello, Lynn.
Hi, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm going back to the little car incident. Years ago, I was a pretty young driver.
Now, you were you pretty and young or pretty young?
Well, pretty young. I'll just say pretty young.
Okay.
Back in the time when I thought drivers were courteous and everybody was nice and it was around Christmas time, I was sitting there waiting forever for a parking spot. Some middle-aged guy whips in, gets out, kind of waves at me and smiles as he takes the spot that I'd been waiting for.
Yeah.
Pissed me off, so I grabbed myself four little pebbles, unscrewed all the tire valves, put the little pebbles in, screwed the lid on just hard enough so I could hear the air let out.
Good one.
So a little Merry Christmas, stuck it under his windshield, and left, figuring he had four flat tires.
Good one. And how clever to put a little pebble and let it just drain of air as you drive away so you don't have to sit there holding the valve stem down.
And I didn't damage anything, but he wasn't going to go anywhere without calling someone to come out there and help him.
And you know what? Maybe the next time he'd think a little before he decided to be a jerk. And remember what happened the last time.
Woman driver.
I got to tell you, nothing burns me up more, and I'm not a road rager, and I'm not going to get into it, but nothing makes me madder than when you're sitting with a blinker on, waiting for somebody to back out, and some jerk whips in there and gives you the look like, ha, beat you to it, when you were there waiting for it. That one.
Little fumbles work great.
All right, I'll remember that. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Man, don't mess with Lynn.
No.
Let the air out.
She's carrying pebbles around just waiting for somebody to...
Packing pebbles. Hello, Paul.
Hey, I'm in a pants, right?
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Where were your rat glue traps at? Should have had those in your trunk.
For...
Remember that?
tell that story about wanting to put a rat trap
on the windshield. Let me tell you something. That'll do the job. Those sticky rat things you buy in the hardware store, you pull the paper off and slap one of those on a windshield. That guy's got about a day and a half's work getting that glue off that windshield. He's not going anywhere because he can't see out the windshield. That's a good one. You know what? Good reason to carry a couple of big old, get the rat size. They're great big old, like, TV dinner trays. Stick that
Frank,
thing on there.
Frank, I need you to act like Clint Eastwood when the Japanese bought Pebble Beach. You know, get a bunch of your friends together, rich friends.
I don't have any friends, so I don't have any rich friends, and I don't know anything about the difference between Eastwood and those guys and me is, one, they've got unlimited funds, and two, they probably know a little bit about real estate development, even golf course development. It's not the only one they own. I don't know anything about it.
I think it'll come back.
I do too. You know what? I do too. For some reason, I think you're going to see a golf course there again. I hope so.
All the best.
All right, Paul. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know what it costs. I'd love to know annually. The average 18, although this was 27 holes, but the average 18-hole golf course, I'd love to know yearly. What do you think a year for everything, for
supplies,
groundskeepers, for
payroll,
keep the water, the irrigation? I'm going to say, I'm going to bet half a million. Is that about right?
I would think at least.
At least half a million.
At least, yeah,
half a million, three quarters of a million. That's my guess, depending on where you are. But here in this part of the
especially
country,
when the summers are hot, the water bill alone. All those sprinklers that run. Oh, my goodness.
Well, and you have more water, and then you have. If it's a wet, you got to look. The downtime, like if it's a real wet spring and they hate closing the course because it's too soggy, it's not even just the expense. It's you got to be prepared for a year where business was down 20-25% just because it was a really wet spring, or because of too many rainy weekend days, and the only nice days were Mondays, and you were closed on Monday. That has to kill them when they lose a weekend, and then Monday the sun pops out and everything's perfect, and they're closed on Monday,
and
which most private courses are.
Depending if you have a nice clubhouse, you have almost restaurant bills.
You have the restaurant staff. You have the kitchen. You have the food.
That's
okay, let's make it
other.
A million. No, I changed my mind. Let's make it a million because I forgot all about the whole restaurant clubhouse site. Can I do one more? Then we'll take a break. This is Craig. Hello, Craig.
Hey there. What a nice range of topics you're having today.
We're all over the place.
Yes, you are, and AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You were talking about the Legends Golf Club closing and about how people buy a house along something and then it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
My first thought is, well, you know, they have a very private golf course, don't they? But do you recall there was a lake out in Wildwood? It was a 23-acre lake that they put in over.
And it went dry.
It went, yes.
Yes, we had friends that lived on that lake, and the thing went dry. And it was a big lake. He's right.
Wow.
It was a big lake, and it went dry.
And the fish didn't make it. They showed turtles on the news. I think they might have made it. But all these people, and these were upscale homes, are now along a mud pit.
Yeah. And again, there's not a thing you can do.
Well, I think they fixed it.
Oh, they did, but till they do, there's nothing until somebody comes along with a plan and figures it out.
Yeah.
And you're all going to have to eat the cost together. There's nothing else you can do about it.
I mean, you talking about the Legends reminded me about that.
I got 30 seconds. It's yours. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything else.
Okay.
All right. I'm done.
All right. Thank you, Craig.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. I remember that. We had friends that lived out there, and I used to go to their house thinking, you were so lucky you live on this great lake. And that thing was dry.
Did it have a leak or something?
You know what? I don't remember what happened. Something weird where they just kept looking every day to go, that lake looks lower and lower. And then eventually it's just nothing but dead fish and junk in there. But they did figure it out, and that's not something that took place in a matter of a few months. That took years to do. Amini's in Chesterfield Valley. I don't get real excited about furniture purchases, but we got some beautiful patio furniture that we went in and bought Sunday night. And I know it sounds early for patio furniture, but I'm one of those people that I don't like to do things the way everybody else does them, and I don't like to wait till, you know, the same exact time. Other people want to wait till they make their move. And I happen to know And it's easy to find out that they've started to get a bunch of their spring patio furniture in. So we found something we really liked. And it's made by Sunbrella, which is a USA, completely 100% American company. Not that that would have kept us from getting something else if it had been made somewhere else, but it's just an added plus. I want to mention the Jaffe Lighting Department again, because lighting is something I don't know anything about, but I do know that it can transform a home and the mood, the atmosphere, the feeling of a room. Lighting, you could take two identical houses, one that's done well and one where they just threw some lights in there, and you wouldn't know they were the same floor plan, same color scheme, because the one that's lit properly is the one that's going to stand out. And they have people there who are very good at helping you. Take a look at the Jaffe Lighting collection on the upper level of Amenities. And of course, I think you know the rest. Area rugs, before you go to a grand opening or going out of business sale or somebody's selling rugs and making you think that you're getting them for a price you'll never see again in your life anywhere else, go to Amenities. You'll find out that may not be true. And these people know a lot about rugs. You'll learn about hand-knotted rugs and what to look for, as well as find some great machine-made rugs. Of course, pinball machines, jukeboxes, and foosball, and ping-pong tables, and pool tables, and all that. It's a very hard store to describe, but one you want to make a point to walk through. Do that. You'll be glad you did. Amenities, A-M-I-N-I-S. They're in Chesterfield Valley, Boone's Crossing exit off 40. Amenities.com.
Tomorrow, Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers head down to College Station, Texas to take on the Texas A&M Aggies. And you can catch all the action right here on the Big 550.
And check on the right side, comes middle of the floor, knocked away by Bell, taken by Bell. Into the front court, to the rim, lays it up and in.
Coverage begins at 7:30 on the Big 550, KTRS.
Bang!
We are our Mizzou.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Wildwood, DePere, Columbia, and the world. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
From ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. No Saturday mail delivery. The post office says it's dropping it this summer, but really, how many of you will really miss it? Here's ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
We deliver.